Parshas Behar starts off by Yedaber Hashem al Moshe Behar Sinai Lamor. And this week is only Behar, but the end of Bechukotai ends off Eile HaMitzvot Asher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe El Bnei Yisrael Behar Sinai. Behar starts off Parshas Behar Bechukotai, the Rishonim, the Rosh, other Rishonim Bamerik, Be'etem, it's not exactly like the rest of Parshas Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra is a lot of the inyanim of Karbonos and the Moyadin. Behar and Bechukotai talk about a lot of inyanim that are not exactly Shaykh to the Karbonos. And there's an interesting thing that the Rosh spells the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. It doesn't stress Behar Sinai. We're going to soon see Ma'in and Shemitah Lahar Sinai. Parshas Vayikra starts Vayikra El Moshe Vayidaber Shem Elav Me'oyel Moyed Leimor. Because Taka from Parshas Vayikra Tzav Shmini V'chulei is telling about things that are Meshach Shaychi to the Oyel Moyed. Behar and Bechukotai is separate. The Rosh even asks, as a Kasha, he says a Teret, but he asks as a Kasha, what's it doing in Sefer Vayikra? Well, there's Gedav Zayin Andorot. Because this is a separate Parshiyot that are Pasach Behar Sinai and Taka Bechukotai end. Eila Hadvarim Shadiber Behar Sinai. Lefi Zeh, I want to declare a Davar Chodosh. The last Pasuk in Emor. Emor ends with the Makalel, and it says, Vayirgamu Aisoi. Uvnei Yisrael osu kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Now, kipshutoi, Uvnei Yisrael osu kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, is that they were roigim the makalo. I saw that the Meshech Chochma says it goes back on the Lechem Aponim. Earlier in the parashas Lechem Aponim, Vayasu goes back on the Lechem Aponim. Ulai, you could suggest, it's going on the whole Sefer Vayikra. Eilad Varma Shadiba Oil Moye, and this is a Siyam or Gemara of Vayibnei Yisrael, Osu Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe. Separately, Bahar Bechukotai, Eilad Varam Shadiba Bahar Sinai, and Taka the end of Bechukotai wraps it up. Eilad Varam Shadiba Bahar Sinai. Now, Ma'in Yishmita Eitzel Har Sinai, the famous Rashi. Ma'in Yishmita Eitzel Har Sinai. There's a Bezunder Adogish Taka on Shmita, I saw Pshat, because Shmita Bezunder, there would have been a Svara that it shouldn't have been have to say Bahar Sinai. They weren't Noig Shemitah until they entered Eretz Yisrael. Till Kibush V'chilik. So Shemitah is not starting until 61 years after Matan Torah. There's 40 years in the Midbar. Sheva Shanim Shekovshu, Sheva Shanim Shekholku, then Sheva Shanim till Shemitah. It's Gor afterwards. And still, Ma Shemitah Nemru Kol Diktukeh V'Protei Sami Sinai. Also, the other mitzvahs. Even Shemitah, which is not negated until many years later. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. So there's a pshat, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, HaKol Nemar V'Sinai, Sinai is Mesal Anova. Because it really, it should have said Moshe Kibel Torah, now because it's Baruch, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoicha to be Makabel the Torah, because of his Midas Anova, just like Har Sinai was Midas Anova. We said once a pshat, Torah was given on Har Sinai, to be Mesal Anova, the Emes, the Torah could have been given on a Mishor, on a flat land, in a valley. The Torah says, no, a person has to have a little bit of a Midah. Echad mishminis sheva shminis. There is a pshat from Rabbi Yonis and Ibishit. The other mountains want to also have the Torah on them. Har Tavor says they should have the mountain. So he brings him a car from a Medrash. Har Sinai is chamesh meyos amo. Goiva. Har Tavor is 32,000 amos. 64 times. A person has to have Gaiva Echad Shmina Sheva Shmina, 164. The Torah is not given in a valley, not on a flat. On Har Sinai, 164. Echad Mishishim Va'arm of Har Tovah. Now the Pasuk we're starting, the Sugis of Shmita states, Ki Savoyo La'aret, Vishav Sa'aret Shavas La'ashem. So there's a shtel, a lot of the Echrayim ask, the Pasuk is Shaloi Kisedah. First it says Veshav Sa'aret Shabbos Lashem, and the next pasuk Sheish Shanim Tizra Sadecha. Faker, when you're entering Eretz Yisrael after Kibush Vechilik, first is the Sheish Shanim Tizra Sadecha, and then Veshav Sa'aret. What's the Hakdama Veshav Sa'aret even before the Sheish Shanim? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says Pshat in the time of the Krah. He says he brings the Medrash that says the Mechilta that if the Yidden are Oisim Ritzayni Shel Mokem and they keep Shemitah, so then Taka, the fruit, the land will work well, and the next 6 years it will grow produce every single year. But if you're not going to keep Shemitah, then the matzav is that the karka is going to get a klola, every other year you're going to have to take a break. It's going to be Zorashana, Venorashana, Venirashana. You're going to have to stop every other year. Nimsa then, in a Shemitah, you're only going to be able to have 4 times you're using the field. Because every other year you have to stop. Have them state in the pasuk, if it's going to be Veshavza or it's Shabbos Lashem, you'll have to keep Shemitah. Then Sheish Shonim Tishra Sadecha. Then you'll have to be Zoicha, then all 6 years you'll be able to keep Shemitah. The Meshech Chachma also spells on this beak why it says Shemitah before the 6 years. And he says, Alom the Shavart, if a person would be Makdish his Sadeh, the din is, even if you Makdish your Sadeh, it's not Matkiya Shemitah. It's not Matkiya Shemitah. Now, Lamashal, it's not always true, this concept. Lamashal, he brings a dogma. If a person is Makdish a Chayav Oif, and then he Shechts the Chayav Oif, there's no din of Kisi Adam. Because if you were makdish it before you shecht it, so by the time you shecht it, it's already hektish, it's no din of kisi adam. It was kodam hekdeshoi l'shchitosa. So l'chara, one would have thought if a person was makdish before Shemitah, reingechaft. And the din is no, the mechayiv of Shemitah is already there, even if you makdish it before. The pasuk is being makdish, even when they entered Eretz Yisrael, the mechayiv of Shemitah, if it would be hektish sadeyu, Shemitah would still be chal, because the mechayiv of Shemitah was already there. Yesh lachkar now, if he's there, what about the Arbas Rishon of Kibush V'chilik? Then was already the Mechayiv of Shemitah, but that's only after the Kibush V'chilik. Veichich Nish, only Chiddush Ladina. But Akoponim, in those 6 years, before the 6 years already, it's already licked the Mechayiv of Shemitah on the Karka, that Hiktish today, it wouldn't be Mafkiya the Karka. Sheishon and Tizra Sadecha, the Meshech Chochma says, the 6 years and then Shemitah, is a parallel of Adah to the Sheshes Yimei Bereshis and Shabbos. Also, everyone talks about the Sheshes Alofim Shona and then the Elof Hashvi. It's parallels of 6 and then 7. That's the way it is in the Teva. There are 6 directions, and in the center, the Nekudim Erkodes Be'emes is Shabbos. The Arum and Arum is the other 6. The Maral Retef then is 6. In the center piece, and Arum and Arum is the 6. There's the 6 days, the 6 years, 6 Alofim. But he says, in Yimei Bereshis, there's a remez, he says, the Meshech Chochma says, it's a remez noe, that in the Yimei Bereshis, it says, kitoiv, it's huchbal kitoiv, on the 3rd day and on the 6th day. In Parshas Bereshis, it's huchbal kitoiv on the Yom HaShlishi and Yom HaShishi. He says, in these 6 years, we give Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, but on the Shlishis and the Shishis, in the 3rd year and the 6th year, we give Maaser Ani. The remez to that in the Maaser Bereshis is that over there, it's kitoiv. Giving the Maaser Ani, that's kitoiv. There's a diik. By Shemitah it says v'karmachaloi sizmor, pruning. By Yovel afterwards it only says sod chaloi sizra. It doesn't say, it says loi sizro, it doesn't say loi sizmor. So I saw pshat, because the emes Shemitah, there's a seichel to it. One might have thought al piteva if taka kedai for the land to have a rest every few years. And not doing Zriya is Poshet, a Tivi is the Kazas, that it's the Tayelis of the Karkas. The Torah comes Lafuke that not only Sod Chaloi Sizra, but also Karma Chaloi Sizmar. There's no reason why you shouldn't do Zmira. The prune, that Avad is a Tayelis. The Torah wants to be Matkiya. Don't think that Sod Chaloi Sizra, that you're doing it because of the Teva, you want the Karka to be low. Also Le Sizmar. That's by Shemitah. But by Yovel, we're a year before you just kept Shemitah. And now it's the 2nd year in a row that you're keeping Yovel. Over there, Avada, there's certainly no reason to think that Al Piteva, you're giving the land a break. Over there, suffices it that the Torah says Sot Chaloi Sizra, it already brings out the point that Avada, it's Shav Sahoretz, Lashem. Now here, the Torah says the Isser of Zriya and Zmira, it doesn't say Harisha. There's another pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, Sheshes Yomim Tavoid, Uvayoyim Hashvi Tishvois, which is talking about Lachar Sheshes Yimei Bereshis, but then the safe of the pasuk, Parshas Kisisa, Sheishes Yomim Tavoid, Uvayoyim Hashvi Tishbois, Bechorish Uvakotzir Tishbois. And Chazal enough that that's going on Shemitah, the Seif of the Pasuk. Bechorish Uvakotzir Tishbois, a mitzvah essay, an Isser essay. An Isser essay of Harisha B'Shvi'is. And it's a Shalom to Rishonim, but a lot of Rishonim learned that Harisha Taka only has an Isser essay. There's no Lav. The Lav is like Sizra, like Sizmar. Harisha doesn't have a Lav, it only has an essay. Frektim in Cheschinuch, Kasha. Noshim shouldn't be mitzvah. Noshim shouldn't be mitzvah on the essay of Harisha. Meila alav, Noshim Amuzer on all Lavin. But the essay of Harisha, and says Man Groma, Shemitah says Man Groma, the din should be that this essay, this Isser essay of Tishbois, Becharish of Akatsa Tishbois, Noshim should be Potter. Mechas Chinuch answers what he saw that he uses in a few places, the famous Mechas Chinuch. He says that the only time you say the Ptur of Zman Groma is if it's a mitzvah on the guf. The Chiddush Tikkun Mechas Chinuch, he brings the Ritva, the Gavi Mila, everyone asks the famous Kasha in Kedushin Dav Choftes, by Mila, why do you need a pasuk that Noshim a pasuk from Mila, only a father's Mechayiv Mila, not the mother, why do you need a pasuk? It's anyways a Zman Groma. Anyways it's a Zman Groma. So the Ritva answer is because it's not a mitzvah on the ben. And a lot of Achroinim say various pshatim in that Ritva. The Menachas Chinuch is saying, I'm a chudush to kipshat, that it's a klal, Zman Grom is only when it's a mitzvah on your own guf. Ibezai says, the Isser of Harisha B'Shvius is not a mitzvah on your guf, and therefore there's no Ptura Zman Grom. He uses this Yisoid also, Lagabi Shvius, it's Behemtoi, Lagabi Andrinyon. They invited by Yoivel, on Yom Kippur of Yoivel, B'yoy makipurim ta'aviru shoifar b'chol artzichem. So there's a Rashi over here, the Pasuk says on Yom Kippur, Yom Maver shoifar, afilu b'shabbos, Rashi says. Because Yom Kippur's shoifar on Yoivol is doicha shabbos, ve'ein tkiya b'rosh Hashanah doicha shabbos. Rashi makes it like a drosha. Because it says, b'yoy makipurim, if it's Yom Kippur, what does it have to say about Esar b'chodesh? We know. It's l'lametcha, that Yom Kippur's shoifar is doicha shabbos, ve'ein tkiya b'rosh Hashanah doicha shabbos. And this Rashi is a plea at Suma, the Ramban already shries on the next Rashi, about the Rashi. Rashi makes a drosha that Yom Kippur's shofar is doicha Shabbos, but l'lamdecha, Rosh Hashanah's shofar is not doicha Shabbos. Fret, the Ramban, this that shofar is not doicha Shabbos is a gzeira de Rabbanon, a famous Gemara, gzeira de Rabbanon, Shema Yavirenu Arba Amis Bershus Arabim. Rashi makes a drosha, a diak in a pasuk, a deraisha, that ain't shofar shal Rosh Hashanah doicha Shabbos. It's gzeira de Rabba, this that shofar is not doicha Shabbos. It's not the gzeira sakosin. Is the emphasis in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? There's a havamina that it's a deraisa. The Gemara even makes a diak in psukim in Kosav Echad Oimer Shabbos by Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos in Zichroin Teruah. The Kosav Echad Oimer Yoin Teruah. And the Gemara says, the Shorah to the series, Yoin Teruah is when Rosh Hashanah is chal during the week, you blow Shofar, and Zichroin Teruah when you don't blow Shofar. Taka in the Nusach HaTfilah when Rosh Hashanah is chal on Shabbos, we add Zichroin Teruah. The Gemara in Shoshana has a havamina that that's Taka Drosha, and it's a deraisa that there's no Shofar. But the Gemara is doicha, and it says, no, that's not the reason. The reason is only Gzeira de Rabba, Shema Yavirenu Arbamas Prasaram. Here Rashi is like that, having me, but it's a different Rosha Gar. I saw a Mechudas de Kepshat to answer to Rashi. Rashi's bothered by something else. Avad is Gzeira de Rabba. Rashi wants to know, maybe we should make Gzeira de Rabba by Yom Kippur also. Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur. Shofar of Yom Kippur. And Yoivo. Oichet. When it's Chal B'Shabbos, it shouldn't be doicha Shabbos because of Gzeira, Shema Yavirenu, by Yoivo. Pshat is, Zok Rashi, it's a Mefurish Pasuk. There's a famous klal from the Taz. The Taz, Lamashal, he has a kasha. There's many truths to this kasha, but the Taz asks the kasha, Mila is Doicha Shabbos. How could Mila be Doicha Shabbos? Make a Gzeira de Rabba. Gzeira de Rabba. There's a lot of truths in Masach Torah of them. But the Taz says, Yisoid, something that's Mefurish Bakro, you don't make a Gzeira de Rabbanon. And Mila is Mefurish. V'yei Mashmini Yimol L'Rabbi Shabbos. You can't make a Gzeira D'Rabba with Oikra Pasuk. It's a Shtickel Torah. That's what Rashi means over here. Yom Kippur it's Mefurish B'Kra. V'yei Makippur B'Esel L'Chaydish Afilu B'Shabbos. Over here you can't make a Gzeira D'Rabba because it's like Mefurish B'Kra. Like the Taz says by Mila. Masha'en Kein Rosh Hashanah. Not that it's a Gzeira Sakosa that Rosh Hashanah done Hashem. Masha'en Kein Rosh Hashanah we're able to say Gzeira D'Rabba. Rashi's saying that Yom Kippur is different because it's Mefurish B'Kra. V'kidashtem eshnas ha-chamishim shonu u'krosem dror ba'oretz l'chol yoshveh. On Yoivu we call everyone goes to freedom. L'chol yoshveh. The Shein of Shatan, that's nine l'toira. V'krosem dror l'chol yoshveh. It's not true. The Pasuk says avodim. Avodim are going to free. Not the ganze oilom. The avodim are going out free by Yoivu. What's that? The Goshen, the Pasuk, u'krosem dror ba'oretz l'chol yoshveh. Only the avodim. So he said, there's a Gemara in Kedushin. Because if you only have one car, you have to give it to the Eved. The Eved is your Odin. So if the Avodim is going at free, because Koskin the Odin is going at free. Cross from the drawer, if someone that doesn't own Avodim, they finish the Avodim. The Adonim also have them. Kol Hakoyne Eved, the Koyne Adim Latzma. Pasuk says, Behemshech, V'chistoy Mar Manoichel Bashon HaShviyis. Someone's going to ask, what are we going to eat? V'tzivisi as Berchosi, and the Hebrews is going to give the grace of Brocha, V'otet as HaKfuah L'Shlosh HaShonim. There's a Gevaldik Adziyak in the Sephorno. B'doymel is a state in Malbim. And I saw that the Rebbe Elgul Apyan, he's Madgish Tadiyak, it's very Bektor in the Sephorna, he stole the Vek Barichos, this you saw it. It's in the Sephorna and in the Malbim. Pashup Chai, you learn that's the grace of Madrego, God, that you're going to be worried about. For 3 years you're going to have enough tefillah. Zogin say, no, that's a bidiyevet. The emes is, what the Ebrist is promising by Shemitah, that it's going to grow only 1 year's worth of crop, but there's going to be a za brocha in the tefillah, that it's going to be nizbaruch b'me'ayim, Rashi brings it later, it's going to be nizbaruch b'me'ayim, and they'll have soiva from just a 1 year crop. That's the Shpitz Madrego. And if you have the right betochen, you won't have to be matriach with so much tvua to go work extra hard. A yevul of 3 years, it's a lot of work. No, the ikar lechatchila madrega is that you have full betochen. And then, va'os is at the tvua liyah, the shana echad. No, in that tvua of shana echad, it will suffice. There will be brocha b'me'ayim, and it will suffice, and you'll have soiva from that for the entire time. No, the lower madrega, the chisoyim r'manoichot, you're going to start asking questions, not the shpitz madrega of betochen. Frech, the shon shaylis. If you're asking questions, so the Ebrist is still going to help you out. Then it's a lower madrega. The Sifona says, if you're mesufik, you're asking questions, then you go down to that lower madrega. And Rav Eli Lapian, as Kedai Tzendor is innovating in Leiv Elio, he says, Mikan Musar Haskel, Lebochrim, Shemanichim Esagmora, Umechabsim, they're searching, Manoichal. And he says, you ask Manoichal, so then Taka. The Abis will help. You'll work very hard. And Taka. Come. Vetoben Apronosa. He's Maftias. Besafreg Nisht. Bye bye the Gemara. Demos go to Vanander. Then it's Brocha Meskai Mei Ayin. It's an Afanander of Madrega. If you ask, and a person, a lot of times he says, Yenna Muchet and Koshkin, I'm going to have to much. No. Yenna Boychen given some Muchen, but they're Muchen. Yenna Boychen given this Muchen, and this Muchen. But all this at four in the Shlosh Hashanah is already a lower Madrega. As Mefretz and Kashis, the Abis of Eichet help him. But then it's ready, it's an under again. State Spete Begin the Geulois, person's Goyal Akarka, Gaval the Gavart from the Netziv. The Pasuk says, the Ish, Ki lo yeh lo Goyal, the Siga Yoda, Yomotza Kadei Gulasi. It says, who's going to be Goyal and his Mishpach of various people, the Ish, Ki lo yeh lo Goyal, and then v'siga yodoy. If a person realizes and he's masig and he's makir ki lo yilei goyel ein lonu lihishoyim ela al ofem shema shamayim ish ki lo yilei goyel, he's not falad in chesara after fetter, yeah, after an uncle or someone else. No, falad in chesara then falad in chesara after rabbanishlein lo yilei goyel, he's not al tiptuch ben divim, then v'siga yodoy umotza kidei gulasay. State weite ki yomach ochicha umote yodoy imach vechazakte boy. Is a diak from Rav Shamsher Rafal Hirsch. B'derech klal misadiktuk, it should have said umote ragloy. A person's stumbling. He's stumbling, so you'll help him up. Ki yomach ochicha umote yodoy imach. He says volkedavstein umote ragloy. So he says there's a gevaldik adiktuk over here, umote yodoy. It's a yisoid in giving tzedakah and doing chesed. You're not supposed to help the person when it's already umote ragloy. When they're trying to get plat, and they're trying to get fallen, and you're going to totally lift them up, starting him, may offer. No, when you first see him starting to fall, umata yodoy vechazak the boy, to help him out in an oven that he should be able to keep above the water without having to come to mamish matan oni ve'evyoin. It's a hadgosh in the pasuk when it's only up the level of mata yodoy, prevented already there vechazak the boy. That he shouldn't fall further, as opposed to waiting till Ingansani falls and then helping him. So Yitak is supposed to help. Of Mitzacheni state in the pasuk, Al tikech meitoy neshech v'tarbis. Al tikech meitoy neshech v'tarbis. Ribis. Ganze perakei zu neshech. Titus brings in the beginning of Ezu Neshech, a Yerushalmi, that's mavur, that if a person is malva beribis, he's not going to become l'tchias hamesim. Very sharfa. So to bring some a car from Yerushalmi, he doesn't have a schus kiyam in tchias hamesim. Ad kedekach hamalva beribis. There's a famous maitha with the Satma Rebbe. Someone once asked him, "Far vos steht das nicht in Shulchan Aruch? In Shulchan Aruch, vol gedaf stein in Hilchas Ribbis." Ad gosh, a lot of times in the beginning of a topic in Shulchan Aruch, it says mitzvazu chomer ad moed, tzorach lizor ba ad moed, vol gedaf stein by Ribbis. A Yerushalmi, a Chazal, ein ei kom l'tchir, steinish, se bemerzich nicht in Shulchan Aruch. So the Satma Rebbe told him, okay, so it's not a machaber, it's a shach. Was artig, it's a shach. Steht in Shach. Person looked and he looked. It's a nishkin Shach. The Shach doesn't bring it. Garnished it. That's not what he meant. The Satmar Rebbe meant the Shach printed his Sefer in the year Tof Zayin, 360 some years ago, in the year Tof Zayin, and he wrote a poem, and it's printed in Shulchan Aruch in the back. Maybe in the front when he put it out, some he put out as a separate sefer, in the original print. But he printed a poem and he broke it into stanzas of every section of Halachas and Shulchan Aruch that he was putting it out. And every stanza, the last two words, ends with words that are gematria Tof Zayin, as a remez, that's the year Tof Zayin. And every section, every Hilchas Ribbis, Hilchas Basav Achal, Hilchas Tarubis, whatever he was writing on, for every section, state a rhyme, and the last three words of it is B'takah Gematria Tof Zayin, 407. And on the specific line that talks L'gabi Ribbis, it says over there, Lo Yikas Imanu. He won't wake up with us. Thus, as the Ergemeint, as in Shach status, Lo Yikas Imanu, the Shach in the poem wrote, Taka, this halacha. There's a famous maisa with Rabbi Kveger, that in Poznan there was a certain person who was a malva, you do with the malva beribis, and Taka, he was soichet a lot of money from a lot of different people, and when he was nifter, the chevra kadisha was doirish a schum gavoya yoiter me'aragel for the kvura, and said gavarna ganzed entire they were money, the mishpacha wanted to pay, mishpacha was a high price anyways, but the standard price, and they were money, no, they were fatayned and they wanted to pay a lot more. And the sichsuch went ad kedekach to the courts of the poritz from the Izar, from the area, and they came with tainus and he mourned Rabbi Kveger. Vaser, there's a klolim. This person should be treated like everyone else. So Rabbi Kveger said, you have to understand that avad kvur is always a price, but by us, by anafnu maminim betchias hamesim, and it's really only a rental price. It's not a full time resident. It's only a rental. But this person was a malva beribis, and we have a toisus named Zunesha Peshem Yerushalmi. So for him, it's a different price. As I and the nocha daito shall also sar. As I the tell him the mice. You have in the Yonim of Shmita v'safarta lecho sheva shavsei shonim. There's a machloikis rishonim. What does it mean v'safarta l'choshev v'shapsoi shonim? We know that there's a mitzvah essay d'oraisa akaponim b'zman ha-mikdash of sfiras ha-oimer b'zman ha-zeh to machloike, some say it's only a derabonon, but there's a mitzvah taket to count every single night ha-yoim, yoim, la-oimer, you count the days of the oimer. Dosh teit v'safarta l'choshev v'shapsoi shonim. In Rambam, in Chinuch, in Toises, in Menoches state that here also it's a mitzvah mutl al-bezdin Kol Shana v'Shana to be Soifer v'Shana. The Menachas Chinuch declares even when exactly was this Din Sfira. Is it Leil Rosh Hashanah? Is it Yom Kippur? He even declares if you missed 1 year, are you mashlimit? Now it's without a bracha, and he declares the various Sfiras. So I remember related the start Shilas on this Sfira. Now be'emet the Machlokes Rishonim. The Ramban in Parshas Emor is Choylik. The Ramban is Mesup. Interesting. The Ramban in Emor he says. If Bezdin HaGadol Taka has to count Sfira, they count every year, he's Mesupik. The Ramban is Mesupik. But the Rambam, the Chinuch, Toitz, and Menachos, they Taka bring, yeah, there's a Sfira. is an interesting diak from the Gra in Koil Eliyahu. He brings, you know, we have in Sfiras Ha'omer a ganza nusach. There are various minhagim. We say the days, then we by Ashkenaz we say La'omer at the end. By the Sfaradim they say La'omer before they say the week. But we count the day and then the week and then the days again. A whole arichas tekenusach sheheim. Is machlokes as we shine. I'm not going to go into all the pratim now of exactly how we got to our nusach that with moyni yomim and shavuot and both. The Goyin learns up. It's beautiful. If you look at the shtickler there in Kailo Yo, from the lashoinus of the pasuk over here, v'safarta lecha sheva shapsleis shonim, sheva shonim, sheva pa'amim, v'hayu lecha yemei sheva shapsleis shonim. From this pasuk, which is about Sfira Shmita v'yoyvel, he's medayik gnoi our nusach by Sfira Sa'omer, how we should celebrate the nusach to say yomim, then shvuas, then the yomim again. He buys it from the pasuk over here, which again, like a lot of rishonim, this taka adin Sfira by Shmita also. Now the Chinuch also says Mefurish, the Ramban was specifically said, but the Chinuch Maklar said that by Sfiras Yoivel and Shmita, every year Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur they had to count, and Bezdin would make a Sfira with a bracha. Hashanah Zu Shnas Shalosh Sfira for the fourth Shmita Shehem, and can you count it out? Mestam with the Nusach, this Nusach. Fred the Chinuch. There's also another than Sfira by Zov, the Sofrala. How come over there we don't count? There's no din that the Isha is Sofer Yomim Hayoim. You should count. The Emes is the Shlo. Brings down the, you're supposed to, the Sofrala, Taka, the Pet, the Sofrala, every day to count. Aber, the Chinuch asks Maishna, and the Chinuch says, because Kimlu to Chal, he answers the Kasha, again, he establishes that by Shemitah we do count, and by Zov we don't, and he asks Maishna, Zov the Chinuch, Kach Kimlu le Chazal, that sometimes the Sofrala means to literally count, and sometimes it doesn't. Dugma ledovar, there are a few places in the Torah where there's a din of zechira, to remember. And listen carefully, he says, zechira sitzias Mitzrayim, and that avad means bepeh. And there's also zechiras Amalek, and zechira of Miriam, and their avad suffices, belays. Manash kalafiyah, the chinuch is saying, azoivi by sfira, Amalek means azoivi, no, it means azoivi. Bedoimel is that by zechira. By Mitzrayim, it means dafke bepeh, zechira sitzias Mitzrayim, as opposed to by Amalek. It could be believed. Ma'anyen. Zechira Tzitzias Mitzrayim is a suffix in the Prima Godim. Shagasari, the Dolei Achronim talk about it. Whether Zechira Tzitzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah's essay of every day, to remember Tzitzias Mitzrayim, does it have to have to be bepeh or even believed? Amol, we spoke about the famous kasha, which we're not discussing now. Ma'i shno, that there's a special mitzvah on Leil Pesach to say Sipur Tzitzias Mitzrayim. And ma'i shno, Zechira Tzitzias Mitzrayim. Amol, there's look etlche through some of them. Over, the Prima Godim says a terrorist. That Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim on Leil HaSeder means bepeh, as opposed to Zechira, which suffices belay. But again, it's a big deal in the Poskim whether Zechira is bepeh or belay. Though Kalachiyat HaMerachinach that Zechira Yitzias Mitzrayim of Agansi or not Sipur Zechira bepeh. Meidach Gisa he says Zechira Samolik belay. The steer in the Chinuch. The Chinuch himself brings Zechira by Molik bepeh afterwards. Later on, in Pashas Gisa he says of mind and the Inyan. But this was a takeoff from Sipur. Now, there's a Tosfos in Menachos. Tosfos in Menachos says, Daf Samach Hei. Actually, Tosfos in Menachos is like the Ramban, he's Mesupik, he doesn't say Bevadoz. He says, there's a dinner by Yoivel to count, V'shema Bezdin Soifrin Umevarchin, K'moy Shon Avarchin Masir Soimer. Like the Ramban, he's Mesupik, Taka, I quoted it wrong before, he's Mesupik. And then Tosfos asks, why by Zava? A Zava should also count. He says, no, because maybe she'll be soyser. She'll be soyser yomef, she's roya, she'll be soyser, so you don't count. Now in Ksubis he says also, the same kasha there also, why don't you make a brocha by a zava? And he says, maybe she'll be soyser minyona. There's a big tumult in the Achroinim here. The Shlo is medayik from these toises in, that a zava also is supposed to count, because toises lashon is, she shouldn't make a brocha, because she'll be soyser, and therefore she shouldn't make a brocha, but to count here. And the Rebbe Yehuda in Shuvah Barichas explains that no, that avada there's no din to count. Bechlal, because by Zavah the suffer doesn't mean to count, it just means the whole cheshbon. There's not this negei lagabi. There's a Beis Yosef that says we make a bracha on bedikas chametz and not on bittel chametz, because you don't make bracha on things that are belayv. Bedikas the mice, bittel's belayv, and you don't make a bracha on the bittel because it's belayv. For Efrat Rabbi Kiva Eger, Tosis here in Menachos and in Ksubas is asking you make a bracha by Zavah. Even though it's only belayv. What was the kasha b'chal she should make a bracha? So the Beis Yosef says in Siman Tov Lamed Beis, you don't make a bracha on Bittel because it's belay. Zokt Rabbi Kiva Eger, when Tosis was asking that there would be a bracha avad aminei ubei, he meant avad that she would be able to, she was supposed to say it's a pet. Lo'ilam yeh like the Beis Yosef. You don't make a bracha on something that's belay. The havamina was that it was taka, she was supposed to say it. She was supposed to say it's a pet. At the end of the parsha, the last pasuk, this is the pasuk that's repeated twice, as Shem Soisai, Tishmoiri, as Shem Soisai, Tishmoiri, Umugdoshi, Tiro, Ani Hashem. This exact pasuk, word for word, was already earlier, Dukhtik and Parshas Kedoshim. It's interesting. The Gemara darshan this in Yevomis, Lamashal, Lagabi, Moira Mikdosh, and it's Makash Moira Mikdosh, the Shabbos. And it's interesting, you can check in the Izbahadur what they did with it, but which one do they mean? It's the exact same pasuk. It's hard to be mafkin which one we're darshaning. There is, maybe, and Ibn Ezra or someone, Ibn Ashachak, I don't remember, one of them wants to say that it's taka going on Shemitah. One of them is going on Shabbos, and one of them is going on Shemitah. Maybe it's Ibn Ezra, I don't remember. He even wants to say that could be Shabsoi Tishmaruzu Shemitah, Midoshi Tirozu Yoivah. So the one earlier in Kedoshim is going on regular Shabbos. And this one is Shapsaisa Tishmaru Midashi Tiro is going on Shemitah. But let's go Kipshuta that's going on Shabbos. Or we could talk about the one in Kedoshim, Dafin Vissen. Again, because the Gemara Yevamos Lamashal learns Moira Mikdash to Shabbos. I don't have a way of proving which one it means. Now, in the end, which one the Oiz V'Hadar was Mitzayim, but it's hard to know which one the Gemara meant that. Shapsaisa Tishmaru, what's the Lashon Rabim? Shapsaisa. I saw Pshat. Because there's a few different aspects in Shabbos. The Torah already brings down. The three tefillahs on Shabbos are very different in the theme of the tefillah. On Leil Shabbos, the hadgosha of the tefillah is Briyas HaOlam. On Yom Shabbos, the hadgosha in the tefillah, Yismach Moshe B'Matnas Chelkoi, is on Shabbos of Matan Torah. And the emes, we'll stop at those two already. Luchas Rishoinus, one of the major shinuyim in the Luchas Rishoinus of Parshas Yisroi and the Luchas Shnius of Parshas Veschana. It's not clear which one was which, but Akapon, what was stated when Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Luchas, which one did it say the one what it said in Yisroi? We talked about it some other, whether it says what it said in Yisroi or whether it says the one that it said in Veschana. State Yismach Moshe Manas Chalkai, the cost of Bahem Shmiras Shabbos. Shomar, Vazacha, which one did it say when he came down? By which Luchas? But the Luchas Rishoinus, the one in Parshas Yisroi is Madgish Sheishas Yomim, it's Madgish Bris Oilam. And in Parshas Veschanan, it's Madgish Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a different aspect of Shabbos. And in the Tefillah also, on Leil Shabbos, we're Madgish Bris Oilam. On Yoim Shabbos, we're Madgish Matan Torah. And by Mincha, Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad, the Shabbos, we said is Sheshes Yom and the Sheshes Alofim is Yemois HaMashiach. There's various aspects of Shabbos, various derhers in Shabbos. The Erech Techelik is Taka from Briyas HaOilam. Sheshes Yomim Osa Hashem is HaShemayim V'Sa Oretz. And then on Shabbos, by Yom HaShvi Shabbos, there's a Moiridik Oirachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Bereishis. On that pasuk, Kisheshes Yom Osa Hashem Es Hashemayim Es Haaretz, Zeir Sharf and Nusach. He says the Eibishter created the world only for 6 days, not for 6,000 years. You can read it. It means Sheshes Yom. It means the Sheshes Halachim. But he says no. The Eibishter created the world for 6 days only, and then he made a Shabbos. And in Shabbos is Nischadish the Bria, and may Oz Bria to Oilam. There's a Shabbos. Comes Shabbos. And then the Avis that created the world for 6 days. Only for 6 days! It's come Nochem Allah Shabbos! Shabbos Bereshis Kipshutai! Mechadish Bechol Shabbos! Maisa Bereshis! Kisheshis Yom Asa Hashem! Nochem Allah Shabbos is Mechadish to Briya. That's the Shabbos of Shabbos Bereshis. Versteitzach was with the Tnai Hisne of Matan Torah. Und Nevarten, Vizi Maisa Mashiach. But I'll confirm that's the Hadgosha of the various, that same Pshat in the Lashon Rabim, Eshach Soisai. If you're talking that the same system is with Shemitah, we talked in the beginning, Shesh Shanim, but even before, the Hakadamah to that even was, Vishav Sa'aret. Because the Vishav Sa'aret is what's giving you another 6 years. If they didn't keep Shemitah, which Einish? Golos. We're saying a takeoff from the Arachaim. The Arachaim was touching it up on Bria Sa'olam Kipshutai. The Abish Tatakri only created for 6 days. Shabbat is giving us a Chiddush Bechlal that is a Oilam at all. Gabi Shemitah also. Shemitah, the Oven Shemitah, Shaloi Shemar Shemitah, Nikol, they went to Golos. Because what gives you that you can have the Oretz? The Sheish Shonim. The Sheish Shonim gives you a Schus on the Oretz for another. I saw a word from Rabbi David Feinstein. It says, Vishaptem Levetach. Levetach is Gematria 49. Because you're bituach to be for another yovel in Eretz Yisrael for another 49 years is keeping Shemitah and yovel. You keep Shemitah and yovel, levetach, another 49 years. They stopped keeping it, that's when they went to Golos. The levetach, the bituach. So there's the shishi yomim and the sheishonim. It's the same idea that what gives the koyach, the Shemitah, the Shabbos, the Shabsoisai. Shabsoisai, either the various the hairs on Shabbos, or we said it could mean the Shemitah or Shabbos. The Shabsoisai, the Shemoyer is what gives advice to the koyach. With Lazen at the Ha'ara, the Torah already brings down this etzem idea, the Hadgosha, that the Tfilos of Shabbos, Shabbos, as we go through a Shabbos, Taka has the various things, there's a Yonim in them, that we start Taka with Bracious, and we go through Matan Torah, Vizma Kumsu, Rosa the Rabbi, Kumsu to Kanein Olam Haba. That's the Seder Hadvarim, of Gevaldike Ha'ara from Rav Hutna, in a Mimer in Tachnitok and Pesach. It's a very short Mimer, he just flies with the Kasha, and he says, Be'ezer Hashem, Eshna Perek Zeb, a basement of Shenu, he blives Shver. Maybe it's somewhere else, he says a Teret, I don't know. But it's a Gevaldike Ha'ara. When Yom Tif is Chal on Shabbos, Lamashal, when Chol HaMoed is Shabbos, we say Shabbos the Kedavening. Just Musaf is Yom Tif. But when Yom Tif is Chal on Shabbos, what takes over? We interrupt ourselves for a minute. When Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh Lamashal click, it's not clear which one takes over. So there's a new Bria called Ata Yatzarta. You have to always know which one is more powerful. On Chol HaMoed, the regular day, Shachar Mincha Ma'ariv, whether it's weekday or Shabbos, keeps, and only Musaf is Yom Tif. When Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh clash, it's not clear which wins, so a new Bria. But when Shabbos is Chal on Yom Tif, what tefillah do we do? Yom Tif Tikkat Tefillah. Frek there, on Yom Tif is a different, see it? Yom Tif is always the same. Shachar Mincha Ma'ariv, Yom Tif is the same. But when Yom Tov is Chal on Shabbos, he's not asking it shouldn't be the Yom Tov Tikkat Davening. Avad, it should be the Yom Tov Tikkat Davening. Atav HaChatonu, the Yisoid of Nusach HaTfilah was that Yom Tov is Yom Tov Tikkat Davening. But what Kedav Zayin, Ahadgosh, you know, we do add in parentheses, a few extra words for Shabbos. Lomo Nelam, that on Leil Shabbos, we should be Madgish Epis, a few words. Legabi Bris Oilom, and on Yom Shabbos. It's a tour in Shulchan Aruch, it's a halacha, it's a chelik of the Nusach HaTfilah, that Leil Shabbos is Madgish Bria Soilam, Yoim Shabbos is Madgish Matan Torah, and Mincha is Madgish Oilam Haba. Heichon Nelam Dover Zeh when Yom Tif is Chal on Shabbos. And again, if I'm saying the Kasha Avad, we're going to have a Yom Tif. No, this should be a Hesop of a few words. Be'ezer Hashem, Rav Hutna writes in the Pachad Yitzchak, Eshna Perek Zedach, Min Ma'ayin Zayin, is a text.